Well, the General Services Administration is trying to help agencies save money. GSA announced 12 new blanket purchase agreements for office supplies, which could help agencies cost control for everything from the proverbial pencil to, well, we have a guest that's going to tell us all about it. Steve Kemp is the acting commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, and he joins us now to discuss why this might be a good option for your agency. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you.
So tell us about these 12 new agreements. What do they cover and who are they with?
Well, we have we issued 12 BPAs. They're broken down into three different pools. Pool one is for full office catalogs. Second one is again for full office catalogs, and the third pool is for toner cartridges for printing purposes.
So when you say office catalogs, that's like those big thick books where you can order 700 different kinds of pens?
Absolutely. It's most of the full range of office products available through their normal catalogs.
Now, is this all pursuant to the president's mandate to cut procurement expenses by 3.5%? This is going to help in that area, do you think?
Certainly. What we did here was we worked with the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiatives, OMB, and a range of federal agencies, including DHS, Treasury, VA, DOD, USDA, and others. And what we did was work together very closely to find out what people were buying, how people were buying, and then we worked with industry to find out how we could better buy to achieve better pricing in the way the government purchases office supplies.
I mean, I have to say, it's a little hard to believe that at this point in history, the government doesn't get already the absolute rock-bottom office supply prices there are. How do those creep back up over time?
Well, one of the things we did in this was try to find out how is the best way to buy. And that's part of how you do federal or strategic sourcing. So one of the things we found out was that if we bought with a minimum order of $100, for instance, was one of the things that works in the BPA, and that instead of getting things delivered overnight, we would get a ground delivery in 3 to 4 days. That if we bought in quantity and we regulated how we received the products from the vendors, that we could achieve better pricing. The other thing that was really important in this is that we worked together with the agencies to get a commitment to use the BPA. And I think that's been a real difficult issue for us with strategic sourcing, that in order to get better prices, we had to have the commitment from agencies to use the BPAs. And that was really significant, working with all of the agencies in order to get the better pricing.
And do you also try to consolidate volume? I'm thinking of one of these catalogs. I like flipping through them. And sometimes if you're looking for, I don't know, a rollerball pen, there's like 100 varieties of rollerball pens. But they all do the same thing. So is there an effort to say, well, you can take any one of these three and the other 97, you have to pay for yourself?
It really didn't go there. But again,
maybe that's a bad example.
It's the minimum quantity order. So that each order would be $100 at a minimum, and that helped create some better pricing for us.
And as federal agencies have adopted so much more automation over the years and there's more computers, what are the trends in office supplies? Are people buying – I mean, I read, this was a couple of years ago, that office paper that goes into printers and copiers keeps going up every year. Is that still the case, or have we leveled off on some of the old technology type of supplies?
Gosh, I don't know the answer on specific paper prices, but you know, one of the innovations that we did have on this is in 6 months we will have point of sale discounts. So, for instance, if a government employee walks into an Office Depot store, for instance, they will get the BPA price at the register, not even knowing that the BPA exists. Or if somebody calls up or orders online, they will get that BPA price as well.
And, okay, so they can use their federal credit card, too, for all that?
Absolutely, using the SmartPay card.
And we're talking to Steve Kemp. He's acting commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. Let's talk about toner cartridges for a minute, because that's pretty much the bane of everybody's existence, and everyone wants to not be the last person to use the machine before the toner runs out, you know, because then you're it. And is there recycling involved, and how do you get some good discounts on those? Because some printer cartridges are $100.
Absolutely. One of the things we did there was we encouraged green purchasing, so remanufacture of the toner cartridges. And again, we used some reverse auctioning in the actual procurement. So we did multiple rounds of bidding, and we set the initial price at the best price we could find among all of the agencies supporting this initiative. So we set some great initial targets, and then we had multiple rounds of reverse auctioning to drive the price down.
Okay, and that's color in black and white too, by the way?
Yes, all of the kinds of toner that the government would use.
Now, we've been talking about the really cheapy stuff. What about furniture and cubicles and lamps and that kind of the big ticket items? Are those part of some of these agreements that you have?
Well, certainly furniture is not included in this. This is really just the
supplies.
Supplies, but I mean, it's a big purchase item. All told, the government spends over $1 billion a year on office supplies, and it's a big deal. Another thing that's really important about this is that 11 of the 12 awardees under this were small businesses. So this will help the agencies meet some of their small business goals and also drive some business to the small businesses under this program.
And by the way, does the government still use that smallish stationery that was only used by the government, a certain size of paper? Does that go away?
I imagine some agencies use it. Some are using standard. I think, you know, one of the things about this is that, you know, we'll drive, you know, it's, you know, standard commercial products here.
And there, I read a story, I don't know, must be about 2 or 3 months ago, I think it was one of the newspapers, about the standard federal government ballpoint pen, which has all these specifications, and it's been around since like 1958 or something, and it's only made for the government by this one company, but used very widely. Is that pen part of this contract, or do you know that?
Absolutely. We've been using Skillcraft products.
Skillcraft, that's the one.
Part of NIB, NISH, and Ability One, and we do have mandatory substitution for those kind of products that the government's required to buy to support those programs.
Well, I would like to get my hands on one of those pens and try it myself. Can we get a review copy of a pen here at Federal News Radio?
Sure, we'll see about sending you one over.
All right, we'll pay for it even if need be. I mean, I want to support the same causes. Well, and so when does this all go into effect? When can people start ordering?
Well, we have our website up already. We'll be open for business in a short period of time. It's going to take some time to work with the vendors. Our website's up already. It's gsa.gov, FSSI, Office Supplies.
Okay, we'll have that linked at federalnewsradio.com, too.
Absolutely. You'll be able to see all the names of the vendors and the products that they're offering on that website.